Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Across Israel, it's a calm evening. Jerusalem enjoys a cool breeze, while Tel Aviv remains mild. Haifa is seeing clear skies, perfect for a peaceful night. Here are today's headlines. First, in a report from earlier today, Ynet News reveals internal White House debates before the war. Trump aligned with Netanyahu on strikes but dismissed regime change plans. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, the IDF has struck terror targets in Iran. Tensions rise as the deadline for a U.S.-Tehran deal approaches. Also this hour, Israel shifts its focus to Iran's infrastructure, according to Israel Hayom. Iran insists on compensation for war damages. Separately, a recent report from Forward highlights how Trump is cornered over Iran. His escalating threats signal growing pressure. And finally, Ynet News reports that Israeli schools are set to gradually reopen as tensions continue to rise. Here's what people are saying online. An account known for mapping, AMK Mapping, reported just minutes ago on U.S. and Israeli airstrikes targeting a petrochemical plant in southwestern Iran. Eli Yacobi, an analyst, mentioned that Israel warned Iranian train station managers to evacuate civilians before a strike. The message is clear. The regime is the target, not the people. Visegrad 24, a conflict monitoring account, posted earlier today about U.S. and Israeli airstrikes hitting Iranian military facilities near Isfahan. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the report from Ynet News. It reveals a key moment when Trump aligned with Netanyahu on military strikes against Iran. However, he rejected any plans for regime change amid disagreements within his team. This decision underscores the complex dynamics at play in U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage, the IDF's recent attacks on terror targets in Iran come as the deadline for a potential U.S.-Tehran deal looms. This military action signals Israel's strategic priorities amid regional tensions. The implications for regional stability are significant. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights a shift in Israeli strategy. The focus is now on Iran's energy infrastructure as part of a broader military approach. Iran's demand for war reparations adds another layer of complexity to ongoing negotiations. This could impact future diplomatic talks. In political news, The Forward discusses Trump's increasing pressure over Iran. His recent statements on social media reveal a defensive stance amid rising tensions. This could influence both domestic and international perceptions of U.S. leadership. On the economic front, turning to business and markets. First, Maariv reports on a new collaboration between Israeli academia and Japanese industry giants. This partnership aims to address the energy crisis with innovative Israeli solutions. Separately, Globes highlights recent real estate activities across major Israeli cities, including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The market remains active with notable sales and rentals. And finally, Israel Hayom notes a historic move to replace polluting generators in high-rise buildings. This initiative promises cleaner energy access for apartment owners. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.